I want to share this little bit about a client call I had recently. And it's about the subtlety of self-awareness. And in this situation, how self-awareness, and that being the acuity to pay attention to the details of how we feel physically, emotionally, the stories in our minds, the thoughts in our heads, or lack thereof, can indicate whole habits and behavior. And when we become aware of those habits and those patterns, we have an opportunity to shift them, change our emotional state, and in that opportunity for a new choice, we can create a whole different emotional experience of our life. And for that, I mean happiness and enjoyment. So I was speaking with a client earlier, and his experience was that he had applied for a director's position at the organization he was working for, a position he wasn't too attached to getting because he didn't care to be working in administration and paperwork so much as he cared to be really working with people. But he applied just to go through the process, the interview, and see how it was, with a consideration that he might take it, if offered. And he noticed something very subtle, but profound in the process. Number of things in the process. Just the other day, he got the notice that he wasn't the first choice. So as all that's winding down, and he's driving home, and he's sitting with it, and he's mulling it over, and he notices two things. One is the absence of any self-judgment, failure, sense of screwing up, sense of not being good enough, sense of if I'd tried this or done that. It was complete absence of any self-criticism, which for him in his process is new. And this is actually one of the interesting things that we notice about personal transformation when it's done really well, is it's not a big dramatic event. It's actually the absence of a big dramatic event. It's about going through things in life without an emotional reaction. And so at times it becomes hard to notice your progress because you aren't having these big dramatic events that used to get all your attention. Instead, you just go calmly about your life. And there's not a big emotional reaction. There's not a big upset. And so he's noticing this lack of a reaction, lack of a story, lack of a self-judgment, to where the mind is kind of quiet about the whole thing. And he's sitting with that. And in that absence, he notices something else about what he feels. He feels that his body is tight. Clenched is the word he used. It's tightened up and clenched in a defense, waiting for an attack. As he noticed that feeling, the physical sensation in his body, the physiology, the emotion of it, he realized that what he was on defense against in this fight or flight fear was the attack from the mind that didn't come. Because he'd been so conditioned in the past to have a reaction of self-judgment, self-rejection for not getting something, not accomplishing something, that now that there wasn't the attack, he was aware of the physiology, the sensation, the emotion of fear, of being ready to defend against it. He got to see this clenched, on-guard sensation just as it was. It'd become his habit reaction to be on guard against self-judgment, self-rejection. Become his habit anxiety state in situations where he was turned down. And this can happen a number of times over the years, whether it's personal relationships, career, or both. Asking for a raise or being turned down on a date. All those places where we take things personally and feel rejected. It's a defense sensation that we are afraid of being hurt by our own self-rejection. And what was beautiful is he got to sense that fear in the physiology, in the emotion, and in the physical sensation, and turn his attention to it and see that it wasn't necessary. If I'm no longer going to attack myself with the stories in my mind, I no longer need to defend myself. And he can put down his weapons of defense, put down his anxiety, relax from his clenching, and drop his fear of self-judgment, which is really just a shift in physiology. It's a change in state of feeling and emotion to kind of take a deep breath and relax. And then it becomes a matter of breaking the habit of being on the defensive. Being able to do this, create this shift in physiology, really can only come about through self-awareness. To be aware that there is no real valid attack from any part of the mind anymore. And then you can notice the quiet. And in that quiet, you can notice how your body feels, the tension, the emotions, and recognize, what is this clenching that used to be so normal a habit? And recognize, oh, this is what it was about. This is what I was on guard against. Another self-rejection in my mind. I was like, oh, but that isn't there anymore. With that awareness of what is very subtle, these subtle layers of what we feel as emotion and anxiety in the body, with that awareness of the subtleties of what we feel, we can then dissolve that layer of tension and anxiety. In certain traditions, we talk about that in terms of taking off another layer of the onion. And in this way, we become more of our authentic self without the fear, without the mask, without the pretense and defenses and fear. And the way this happens is through self-awareness of all those subtle layers of what we feel, the stories in the mind, and at times the quiet in the mind, and what a different state we're in. And from there, we can go deeper and relax and enjoy life. And that means be happy. So that's a thought on self-awareness.